Long Talk Radio.
Put your hand up to their mouth. Set them aside and send them all along. Have 300 soldiers and they soldiers are in and out. Can I get a witness that know he's all right? Can I get a witness that know he's all right? If you know he's all right. If you know he's all right.
Church.
And that includes us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Composition notebooks, hallelujah, a good ink pen, a good pencil,
thank you,
your highlighters, hallelujah, take out your communion elements, it's the meal that heals. Oh, wow, the pastor got a boatload of scriptures for y'all tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, woo, hallelujah, write down those names of people you want to pray for, you want to stay in prophecy for, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may want to put down family members' names and people that just have said, pray for me. Keep my name on the prayer list. I'm going through something right now. Hallelujah. We know God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. He's able to ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't transferred those alarms and dates and times, hallelujah, over to your April calendar, it's not too late. Hallelujah. We're just in the second week of April. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. every morning. It's our praise and worship. We have prayer and a wonderful, awesome time in the morning. Hallelujah and prayer. Hallelujah. Tuesday evenings at 7 is now Bible study. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. And the second Friday of the month is men's and women's fellowship. That's this coming Friday. Hallelujah. Ask someone to join. Invite someone to join. Listen with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have a live victory service. Heard all the world, 3 o'clock. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're unable to join us live, please listen to us over the airwaves. Hallelujah, and let God bless your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visitor ministry that comes in. And the fourth Sunday of this month, the month of April, is Prophet Cynthia Thompson. Hallelujah, for that 3 o'clock service. And after service, we have a free fellowship meal. Hallelujah. Come in and have dinner with us, hallelujah. Chill with the saints of God over free, sanctified meal, hallelujah. Sanctified hands, hallelujah. Fix the food, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When you get a chance, don't forget to bring your pennies for the job for the pennies for Uganda, hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell as she goes back and forth, she and her team goes back and forth to Uganda, hallelujah, and building a hospital, hallelujah. We are blessed. We have hospitals we can go to, but sometimes the people there on their way to the hospitals, they die. Hallelujah. We want to be able to help build a hospital over there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. When you get a chance, please go to the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision is for this church. And also, Renew Your Mind Ministries International. That's a GoFundMe page. If you don't want to donate there, please address your envelope to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Hallelujah. Or address your envelope on Sundays or call us and we can come by and pick it up. Hallelujah. We thank God. The first and second Sunday of the month is the Pastor's Corner, also the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. The third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner, the fourth Sunday of the month, and also first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. And on the fourth Sunday, we have the Children's Corner and the Youth Corner, and they are able to have a presentation to the congregation, singing their songs and quoting their scriptures. Hallelujah, all under the direction of Elder K.B. Stevenson and Brother Malachi Ramey. Hallelujah, you'll be able to hear the children of God quote scriptures or read scriptures or sing songs and just show off. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. They are being taught the word of God, and we are so grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Before I even go there, fifth Saturday of this month is Super Saturday. The young people will be going down to Lexington Market spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We will be meeting here at the church at 10. Hallelujah. And suiting up in their T-shirts and caps. Hallelujah. Saying Good News Youth Club, the Potter's House. And going downtown to Lexington Market. Hallelujah, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Afterwards, having lunch down there. Hallelujah, we thank God. Hallelujah, for the opportunity. Thank God for living in a country where we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and not be threatened or killed or stopped. Hallelujah, we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this Sunday is Minister to Your Family Sunday. We will not have a live service. You will be able to hear one over the archive, over the airways, service from our archives, but we will not be open for a live service. That is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Ask God, what fun can you have with the family? How can you minister to the family on that Sunday? We thank God for our beautiful building. Hallelujah. Beautiful edifice, beautiful kitchen, beautiful childcare center, and beautiful rooms, classrooms and prayer room and the childcare center having its own private entrance. Hallelujah. Where the children go outside and play. Hallelujah. We just thank God for what he's doing and done and is going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for our washing stations in the northeast, southwest, and Baltimore City so we can minister to the homeless. They'll be able to shower. We'll be able to bless them with new clothing, hallelujah, and job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We'll be able to feed them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for everything that he is doing. Hallelujah, and going to do. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peters. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to them that believe, to the housekeeping suggestions on this.
Thank you, Jesus.
This evening, hallelujah, glory to God. This evening, thank you, Jesus. This is Wonderful Wednesday, and I want to take time to thank all of you who have joined with us to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. It will mean so much to that person. So continue to do that and get others to do the same, and you'll be surprised what effect it will have on the lives of others. You know, somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they took a little time to pray for us. I'm so glad they prayed for me. I don't know about you.
Yes, thank you.
I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me.
Me too.
I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody pray for me.
Come every on your mind.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Jesus. He inhabits the praise of his people. When the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, blessings,
hallelujah,
following to them that believe. As we play the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, begin to verbalize, names. You can start off with your family. Family doesn't require blood, it requires love. And then you can expand, hallelujah, as we share names and place them up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We say, come back, kingdom be done, thy will.
Thank you, Jesus.
The life of me and my family.
Hallelujah.
My wife, Peaches, myself.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Nikki, Daniel, Pam, Chris and Keith, Tiny, Earl, Tavon, Kimberly.
Oh, thank you, hallelujah.
Michael and Martha, Brianna, Nicholas and
thank
Tommy,
you.
Reggie, Elijah, Malachi,
and hallelujah.
Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Ray Johnson, Raymond Banks, hallelujah. Freddie Johnson, Arena Johnson, Murray Crenshaw,
Joshua, Lauren, Knowledge,
hallelujah.
James Jr.,
Ola, Ray, Lewis,
Ralph, Ola, Lewis, Talitha, Tina, Corey,
hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah. Jackson, Marion, Rachel, Bernie,
Damon,
Kirsten,
hallelujah.
Lorena, Joseph Ashton, Annette Zane,
Jesus.
Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Bright, hallelujah. Juliet, Andrea, David and Tina and family, hallelujah. Linda, Ginger, Milton, Sons and Brenda and family, Bryce, Damon, LaBonza, Tanya, Tommy Orange and family, hallelujah. Glory to God, Maria for that. Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family, oh God. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, and Bob and family. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Helena, and Amani.
Yeah.
Orgy Bird,
oh, hallelujah.
Paul, Karen, and Charles, and Kathy Woody and family. Shirley, Michelle, Mark, Shelley, and family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Freddie Douglas and family. Cedric Thomas and family. Arthur Allen and family. James.
Hallelujah.
Eric Jones and family.
Hallelujah.
Phyllis Webster family. Sally Lundy and family.
Hallelujah.
Angela Ruin family, Deanna Ruin family, Patty Collins and family, Jackie and family,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family, sometimes it's Esther Pumpkin and family. Hallelujah. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, oh God. Our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews, cousins, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come thy kingdom be done thy will in the life of
Mother
Q.B. Stevenson and family. Apostle Cynthia and family. Hallelujah.
Jamal Taylor
and family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harrison and family.
Russell Neverdon.
Mary Warsaw and family. Hallelujah. Mary Don Wilson and family.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's your name.
Hallelujah.
Family, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Julia and family, oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Sister Camila and family. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And my aunt and family, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Minister, hallelujah. Tina Spencer and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Minister Corrine, Minister Tina, Minister Janice and family, oh God.
Aaron. Faraday, Mr.
Stevens,
Joshua,
family, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jamal,
Holly Blackwell, and
hallelujah, Mr. Brandon,
Lorenzo Bedford, and family, hallelujah, glory to God.
James,
Sheila Bedford, family, hallelujah,
Robert,
glory to God.
Jason,
thank you, Lord.
Dennis,
Rose's family, family, hallelujah.
Ryan Hall,
Mark
and Jones,
oh God, hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah.
Cleveland family, Rakeem and family.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless. Gary Don Wilson and family. Hallelujah.
It's Alicia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anthony and family.
School.
Hallelujah.
The windows. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Douglas Park.
Harry Somerville and family.
Harrison Park. Hallelujah.
Paul Pierce.
All the recreation.
Paul Pierce and family. Hallelujah. Bishop Monroe Thomas and family.
Lord God, watch over these.
Bullshit, Katie. Alpha Sound family.
But in the name of
Jesse, the Patterson family. Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Rip up what shit, Katie, man.
He'll recognize the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leslie and Don Goldrobin family.
Hallelujah.
Bobby and Tony Montone family. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your KD right there.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Ram Owens and family.
That's your name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Adrian Scott and family.
Good head and another
one. Lord, we don't know what you we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit doesn't make an intercession. We thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Somebody pray in the book, she the money. She mother, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to them that believe. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're awesome, Father.
Hallelujah. And the next words you will hear after this next selection will be the voice of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peter's Bird with the Children's Corner on this evening, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, God, you're awesome. You're awesome. God. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. What day is it, young people?
Wednesday.
What day is it, young people?
Wednesday.
One day I'll have an audience of young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you how old that young person is. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. We've been talking about the seven pillars of wisdom. I've been taking different ones. Of them, singing them out, and tonight I'm going to do, this one is out of order, this one is having a heart of integrity and honesty. And the word integrity, I remember I asked my the children where I was working one time, what it was the meaning of integrity. Nobody could tell me, but this time I told them, I said, okay, we always tell you all to turn off your cell phones and put them away, but this is one time to take out your cell phone and look up the word integrity, and I had to spell it for them. But integrity is the quality of being honest, having a strong, and having strong moral principles, okay? Then you say, well, what does that mean? I would say having some goals or having some knowledge as to the rights and wrongs, okay? Knowing what's right, knowing what's wrong, not doing what's wrong, and doing what's right, and choosing what's right, and choosing to do the right thing, and knowing in your heart, that's what I'm going to do, no matter who says something about me, no matter who frowns upon it, no matter who teases me or whatever. And young people, and that's what you have to make up in your mind. I'm going to do what's right. When you want to please God, you want to do what is right. Because God will have your back. Sometimes it may seem like your back is against the wall and you don't have any friends around and somebody may do something dishonest and you see it. And then it says, shh, shh, I'm saying that, I'm saying that. You say, I can't be a part of that. I can't, I'm sorry. I can't take part of that. Okay? You have to have a heart of integrity. You have to do what is right. Okay? In your neighborhood, you can't lie on your neighbors. Okay? When you're in school, you can't lie on your classmate. If the teacher is is being called to the office for something, let's say for a phone call or something, and she's in your class is in the midst of having a test, and you just know I studied this last night. Ooh, what's this answer? What is this? I know what it is, but when you see the teacher walk out of the room, that is not your opportunity to sneak a peek at what you studied last night. That is called cheating. You are not supposed to cheat on a test, okay? Let's say you're in the supermarket. Your parents sent you to the supermarket with a $5 bill and say, go in there and give me a bottle of aspirin. I got a headache. The aspirin costs $2.50. You got a receipt. And the bottom line says $2.50. So how much money are you supposed to get back? $2.50. The cashier gives you $2.75. So you have a quarter more than what you're supposed to have. What are you supposed to do? Oh, I got a quarter. I can buy me a bubble gum. No. That quarter's not for you to buy a bubble gum. That quarter's for you to tell the cashier, excuse me, miss, you gave me 25 cents too much. This has happened to me plenty of times where the cashier has given me too much money. And when I've told the cashier, excuse me, can you take this back and count it back at the counter, please, count it in my hand? And she may have looked at me strange, but then she found after she finished counting my money out to me that I was supposed to have, she still had some money in her hand. And she said, oh, thank you. The people beside me may have looked at me strange because they said, I would have kept that money. No, that wasn't my money. It wasn't for me to keep that money. That wasn't my money to keep. And now I know that when the cashier in the supermarket, if her drawer is short, that's going to come out of her pay. When the only thing I had to do was say, excuse me, miss, you made a mistake. I only gave you such much amount of money, but you gave me too much money back. Okay? God will bless you, young person. Okay? So therefore, don't try and be sneaky. When the teacher goes out of the room, don't try and don't be glad and say, ooh, the Lord bless me with some money. When the cashier shortens her own stuff and gives you too much money, that's not her money to give you. Even in a bank, when the ones that's old enough, if you young people are old enough to go into a bank and open up a bank account and putting in your $5 every Friday and all, and then your parent just may give you an allowance of $20, and you're gonna take that $5. You're gonna take the $20 and give it to the lady and give her your passport book for her to mark the little $5 in the book. And then she gives you, instead of giving you a ten and a five, or giving you three fives back, she's gonna give you four fives. No, that's too much money. God sees everything we do. God hears everything we say. We can't lie. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. You have to have a heart of integrity. You have to want to do the right thing.
Yes.
God will bless you for doing the right thing. Even if nobody else is around, I've learned that the word integrity is doing the right thing when nobody else is around to see you do it.
Mm.
That means something. You can be in a store all by yourself, or in an aisle all by yourself, or whatever, and there's a person walking down the aisle in front of you, and that person, they pulled their cell phone out their pocket, but they forgot that was the same pocket that their money was in. They pulling their cell phone out, and their cell phone pulled their money out, and they answered, opening up their cell phone to talk to their cell phone, and their money is on the floor. Now, what are you supposed to do? And you looking around, don't nobody see me. I'm the only one here behind this person. Thank you, Jesus. Now I got me some money. I can buy a few more groceries. No. That's not for you to buy a few more groceries. That's for you to say, hey, excuse me. You dropped your money on the floor. Or for you to go up, pick it up, and give it back to them. Don't you know that will touch their heart? Because it's not a whole lot of art. They'll probably say, wow, you could have kept that and not even said anything to me about it. And since you did, I'm going to give you some of it. Don't you know God will bless you? Even if that person don't say nothing but thank you, don't you know you got your reward? God is going to bless you. Because the same thing one day may happen to you. And don't you know what? God is going to make sure you get yours. God is going to make sure you get yours. Young people, have a heart of integrity. Hallelujah. A heart that wants to do what is right. A heart that wants to be a heart, an honest heart before the Lord. I'm going to stop right now because the pastor has a boatload of scriptures for y'all this evening. I want your parents and all you adults out there that's listening, hallelujah, to be able to write them down, and I want the pastor to get through as many as possible. Hallelujah. Young people, God loves you. I love you. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, and don't be afraid to be honest. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody shame you or make you feel bad, like, oh, you just a stick in the mud, or you ain't got to do that, you ain't got to do that. Just know in your heart that God is going to bless you. God sees everything you do. God sees you being honest, and God is going to bless you, because you one day you're going to need it in return to come back into your life. Some you may drop something. Hallelujah. You want to be pleasing unto God. God is going to repay you for what you do, not for what the other person does. He's going to repay you for what you do. God bless you. Have a blessed week. We're halfway through the week. Hallelujah. God can give you strength to make it through the rest. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the Children's Corner. And as you were sharing, it reminded me of many years ago, probably 60 years ago.
Yes.
I'm in church, and someone gets up and testifies how they went to the bank, and God blessed them because the teller gave more money than they were supposed to get.
Oh.
And the Lord blessed them. No. That was a test.
Oh, my God.
And they failed the test. And they thanked the Lord for some. Oh, my goodness. But thank you for that lesson, integrity. I have one of the seven pillars of wisdom, have a heart of integrity
and
honesty. They both mean the same thing.
Yes.
A heart of honesty and honesty. Hallelujah. Same thing. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to them that believe.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the Children's Corner on this evening. Sponsored by the Good News Youth Club.
Thank you.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. And in the text on today, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that, hallelujah, in the light of the word of the Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. We again examine ourselves in the light of the word.
Thank you.
Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. As we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text of the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking, blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. And there's one thing you put above yourself is your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah, hallelujah, glory to God. Psalms 138, verse 2. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And on the same night, thank you, Jesus, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread.
In remembrance of you.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you. Again.
We take
he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you.
Your body broken.
Jesus, remember to me. Let's eat together.
For us. In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup. And
we thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. 2:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, 3, says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you all for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you all for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the dental system, the tegumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing on top of our heads and the soles of our feet, the rest of our lives outside of us. We thank you, Lord, for choosing out the creative meal for right now. In Jesus' name. Matthew 16:26. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is a part of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread up today. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And likewise, on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, thank you. This is the New Testament in our blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 46. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. So we remember what you said, Lord. We remember what you said, Lord. God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord.
We take this bread
for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Your body broken.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers' sins, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as you work and play, as you walk and talk, as you worship and praise the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ come upon. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost in the Spirit of Elijah and the Spirit of Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already justifies, annihilates, eradicates, gives your family, nullifies, brings the north, makes the north make peace and there'll be breakthrough, deliverance, ushers in the story of the church and the us and our family, and he fell in the hedge of rejection. We call down the fire in Jesus' name on every church against us and our family, and he fell in the hedge of rejection. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already has been untied, severed, cut, break, nullified, bring to naught, make to naught, and bring to naught, rebreaking, eliminate, hallelujah, decimate, annihilate, eradicate, demolish, utterly destroy every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family. According to Job, chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, thank you, Holy Ghost. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, speaking in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty fingers in Jesus' name, praise spiritual kingdom machine.
We know who we are.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. God, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and preserve faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Pastor Peter.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
All that you do, I need to ask you to do another thing, to ask the question for me. Can I ask you to answer a question for me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name to them that believe. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, and your satanic cohorts, Lord God, in Jesus' name, rebuke you. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we bless your name.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
If you would give us the addresses for this evening.
Yes.
Power off.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. 1 John 3, 8b. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. 1 John 4, verse 4. 1 Samuel 6, 19. 2 Timothy 1, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 and 17. And Romans 6, verse 23.
Thank you, Pastor Pete.
You're welcome.
Nobody can say we don't stand on the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And on March 14th, 1950, the FBI started stuff that has lasted until this day. They started listing the 10 most wanted list. J. Edgar Hoover was the director of the FBI. In fact, was the czar of the FBI because I think he was there from the beginning. And that was something that, together with the media, caused 93% of the people that have ever been put on that list to be captured.
Oh, right.
That was significant.
Mm-hmm.
There is another list that's out here. In fact, there's probably more than one list. There's a list that's kept in heaven. The book, our names are written in the book of life. That's a good list, y'all. But the enemy has a target list on everybody that names the name of the Lord.
Mm-mm-mm.
But one very important factor about this target list that the enemy has set up is that God hasn't left us powerless. He's given us tools and equipment and power to deal with the enemy. Read that first scripture.
Hallelujah. Acts 1:8. Hallelujah. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
A witness is a person that shows or tells what they saw, what they felt, or what happened to them. You get the power to be a witness for the Lord. That power is the Holy Ghost power. You're walking around and you're giving your heart to God, but you don't have the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You need to get it.
Hallelujah.
And see, you got a target on your back. You got a target on your back. I remember Roger Dangerfield said that his children are really something else. One of them asked for a BB gun for Christmas. And he gave it to him. And that child gave him a t-shirt. And he thanked him for it. But on the back of the T-shirt was a bullseye.
Oh.
I want to let you know, okay, you get no respect. You got a bullseye. You name the name of the Lord, you got a bullseye. Whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, whether you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost or not, you got a bullseye on you. Don't be misled by certain, some churches will say, if you accept Christ, everything's going to be hunky-dory from then on. Smooth sailing. Your life is going to be comfortable. It's not, y'all. That's why he wants you to have some armor on. Because you now put a bullseye on you. What? Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, go to read the next scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 14 to 16.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Okay.
All taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Read one more.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Come on now. Read one more.
Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Hallelujah. You've got to watch and pray. You got to keep your spiritual eyes open, y'all. Oh, the title of today's message, tonight's message, Armed and
Dangerous.
Extremely dangerous.
Hallelujah.
To the enemy. Hallelujah. Armed and extremely dangerous. When you get the Holy Ghost, you are armed and extremely dangerous. You're not just an also-ran. You're not an afterthought of God. You are armed and extremely dangerous, y'all.
Amen.
Okay, read another scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 John 3 and 8b. Hallelujah. 1 John 3, 8b. For this purpose the Son of Man, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
You were made in Christ's image, in God's image, to do the same thing that Christ has said to the earth, to destroy the works of the enemy. You've been empowered to destroy the works of the enemy. Strife, hatred, bitterness, lying, cheating. Good God. Bullshit, kid. Sickness. You were sent here to do the same thing that Jesus did. Go ahead, read another scripture real quick.
Galatians 5, it's only 85. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Hallelujah. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Oh, I think I just read those? 21. Envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Those things are the works of the enemy. The enemy will use your flesh to destroy your spirit, to get you off track. Variance. In other words, I'm going to God. That means that you're not on course. You're not stable. You're not consistent. Incontinence means you don't have self-control. Those are the works of the enemy he wants to heap on you. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Twenty. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Thank God for your name is written in that other book. Thank God. Look, read 18.
Verse 18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Satan blew it. And because he blew it, he's like a crab. You ever seen a crab in a bushel basket? You know, brought a bunch of crabs. And there's one crab, he made it almost out of the basket. And another crab down the bottom reaches up and grabs and pulls him back down. Enemy wants to pull you down. But see, he can't do it if you realize that you're armed and, glory to God, extremely dangerous. Because you're here to destroy his works. And you can do it with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Read another scripture.
1 Samuel 6:19. Hallelujah. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the Ark of the Covenant. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter.
The Ark of the Covenant was where the very presence of the Lord manifested itself. That's pre-cross. There is an Ark of the Covenant. You know, they had a movie called In Search of the Lost Ark. I got to tell you, we found the Lost Ark. I'll tell you where the Lost Ark is. 50,000 and 70 people, say 70, score is 20. 50,000, 70, and 10. That's 50,000 and 70 people died. They just moved it and looked inside and died into the very presence of the Lord. The connection is going to be here when you're going to find out that you're armed and extremely dangerous. Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Second Timothy 1:14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us.
The Holy Ghost is in you. Remember that. Keep that in your mind. Read the next scripture.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy.
Hallelujah.
Which temple are ye?
Okay. God in you. You got the Holy Spirit, and you got God in you. Can you read another scripture?
In this same chapter?
No. Go to the next scripture.
Okay. Okay. The last Romans 6 and 23. Hallelujah. Romans 6 and 23. Thank you, Lord. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
There is a scripture. Put it to your in you today. Jesus Christ is in you.
Yes.
You got the Godhead inside of you. Now, in the Ark of the Covenant pre-cross, you had, they said, was placed the tablets, the Ten Commandments, the rod of Moses, and some of the manna that came from heaven. Post-cross, you got the miracles of Christ that have been visualized in your life. You got the Ten Commandments, the commandments of Christ on your, in your heart. You got all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, and the evidence inside of you, his giftings, his blessings. Guess what, y'all? You are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross.
Hallelujah.
So, people that mess with you, don't be surprised if somebody might drop dead at your feet. 50,070 did that in the Old Testament. See, this is a new agreement, a new covenant, a new testament. Post-cross, you are the Ark of the Covenant. People better leave you alone. They don't know.
Amen.
Worship. You got the Holy, you got Almighty God, the Son, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Pre-cross, the Holy Spirit fell upon people for a particular task. It wasn't on the inside. It fell upon them to do certain things. Post-cross, it in you.
Amen.
Oh, it's
yes.
You are armed and extremely dangerous. Act like you know that when you walk out here. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture.
What? All right. I got to tell you this, y'all. Let me give you two more scriptures.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. You don't have to read it. I'll quote it, okay?
All right.
You have to go there. God has not given us a spirit of fear nor timidity, but a power of love and of a sound, disciplined mind. Thank you, Jesus. You heard? Let me give you another scripture. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. You don't have to go there either. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you don't quit, if you don't faint. Often we faint because we are fearful. Often we faint because we're tired of taking advantage of it, tired of people not acknowledging us and all that other kind of stuff. But God said, don't be weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap
if you
don't quit,
thank you,
if you don't faint.
Thank you, Jesus.
You in God's army, y'all.
Thank you, God.
And I'm going to play a song for you so you can understand God, what God wants you to be. You got to understand who you are. You are armed and extremely dangerous to the kingdom of the enemy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because the fruit of your spirit, the Holy Spirit in you, Galatians 5:22-23, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But you got to understand this. You got to be bold for the Lord. You know why? I'm going to tell you why.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Put your hands together. God don't want, he don't need no love. Put in their hands to their mouth. Send them a
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Can you get to Ephesians 6? I think it's 12. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 12.
Hallelujah.
So we got to understand what we're dealing with up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Paul says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places."
You've got to, y'all need to put that down as another scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's important for y'all to know that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you deal with folk, hallelujah, you got to pray for mercy for them, because they don't understand that you're armed and extremely dangerous. And they could drop dead. They could put death to their families and to their dog and their cat. Everybody around them could die because they dared to mess with the child of the Most High King. You got to understand the authority that you have. And you got to deal with that authority wisely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are extremely dangerous. You are armed. The whole armor of God. That's why I talked about putting on the whole armor of God. You got that whole armor of God. You got the defensive and offensive weapons. You got your prayer language. You got all the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got the blood of Jesus. You got so much, so many weapons. And somebody dare to touch you. They in trouble with God. Because you're God's property.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for all the armed and extremely dangerous, born again, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardians of the altar, warriors of the word, Christians that listen to this service on tonight. Not only to talk, but walk to walk.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for folk that are foolish enough to come against you.
Oh, Lord, we forgive them, Lord Jesus.
Because you want to sow mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, your grace is good. Grace and mercy is better, showing all of them. Because what you sow, you're going to reap. So those who are foolish enough, you have to do what Christ did. He said, Father, forgive this person.
Yes.
They don't know what they're doing. Don't kill them, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Don't blow up the house. Don't make their car fall off the cliff. Don't do any of that, Lord. Have mercy on them.
Have mercy, Jesus.
That's what you're going to have to do for some folks.
We forgive them.
Because they bring it on themselves when they dare to come against somebody who's armed and extremely dangerous.
Yes.
That's you. Born again Christian. Holy Ghost filled Christian. Father God, we thank you for the word that went forth tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches,
the
word is yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every time the word of God comes forth, the word of God is giving us more and more, or letting us know of the tools that we have as a child of God and as a saint of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We thank God. He has given us everything we need, hallelujah, to fight the battle, hallelujah. And God wouldn't send us out somewhere, hallelujah, give us a job without giving us the tools to do the job. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that desires, hallelujah, to accept Jesus Christ in their heart,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So God can show you all the tools he's already been given to you. Hallelujah. Let's first accept Jesus Christ in our heart. And just repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross. Hallelujah. And he rose from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's now sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I accept him in my heart. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's all it takes. Hallelujah. Now you are a child of God. You are saved. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know the angels in heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance? Hallelujah. Comes to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for you. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. And we ask all of you to join us in the morning. Hallelujah. For morning prayer and worship. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Again, that number is 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. Hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, save your pennies. Hallelujah. So when you come to church, or if there's so many that are too heavy to carry, just give me a call. I'll come past and pick them up. Hallelujah. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Keep her and her team in prayer. Hallelujah. As they travel back and forth doing a mighty work for the Lord. Hallelujah. And keep us in prayer as the children, the Good News Youth Club, go out on the fifth Saturday, which will be Super Saturday. Hallelujah. Giving the word of God out. And if you want to join us, please let us know. Hallelujah. We will be meeting here at the church at 10. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And in being in prayer and getting on our T-shirts. Hallelujah. And piling up, going down to Lexington Market to give out the word of God. Pray all goes well with the weather and everything. Everything just be perfect on that day. Hallelujah. We're mandated to give out the word of God. Hallelujah. We're mandated to teach our children the word of God. And if you have children 5 to 17, please bring them out to church on Sundays. Hallelujah. So they can be taught the word of God. Our children are literally dying and being killed in the streets of Baltimore City. We want to be able to give them the word, hallelujah, of God. Give them their tools. Hallelujah. When someone comes up against them, they now know how to plead the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. They'll know how to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is what our children need. Hallelujah. And the fifth Sunday of this month, hallelujah, Super Sunday, Super Sunday, we will not have service that Sunday. On the fifth Sunday, that's always minister to your family Sunday. Ask God, how can you minister to the family? How can the family get together and have fun? Ask him, hallelujah. What games can you play? Hallelujah. What picnics can you have? Have potluck. Have everybody over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen the family ties. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God is able to do it, saints of God. Go after those unsaved family members. Hallelujah. Let them know you want them saved. Hallelujah. Show them love. Hallelujah. They know they're sinners. You don't have to tell them that. They know that. Show them the love of God. Hallelujah. Spread some love. Ask God, Lord God, how do I minister to this one? How do I show your love to this one, Lord? Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Teachers, if I may, sir, there may be someone that wants to sow on good ground. And they can immediately do it if they have cash. We're working on Zelle and PayPal. So if you have any of those, you'll be able to sow as well. But we have our Cash App right now. And that's $PHCPWC. All lowercase, okay? $T. All other letters are small, lowercase. Okay, that's PHCPWC. And send a dollar or $50 or $10,000, whatever God places on your heart. Let the Lord lead you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And name your seed. When you give into the Lord, name your seed. Hallelujah. Lord God, I'm believing for an unsaved loved one to come to you. Hallelujah. And I'm sowing this, Lord, into the kingdom. I'm claiming it soul for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Watch God do the work. You put the dots on the page. Watch God connect the dots. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, I want to share with you that some of you got family members that don't know the Lord yet. You can do what Christ did. I will play a song as we go off. It's a story song. It's what he did prior to entering into Jerusalem. He stopped by a grave, and he commanded someone to come forth. You can command, you can command, say it out loud, I command my daughter so-and-so to be saved. I command this uncle, this aunt, this nephew, this child, this brother, this whomever, this neighbor, this co-worker, command them to come forth. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you again. Join us on Friday for the Men's and Women's Fellowship at 7 p.m. Hallelujah.
Isaac waved his hand and said, hey, Daddy, I knew him too. Jacob jumped up, says, "Amen, Grandpa, preaching." Old dignified Solomon, he adjusted his robe, said, "I knew him. He made me so smart, I started to teach it." Ezekiel said, "I knew him as a wheel within a wheel." Job said, "Man, he healed me when I was almost dead." Samson said, "I knew him when some Philistines tried to jump. I took a donkey jawbone, busted a few heads." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, "We do it in a fiery furnace." Jonah said, "Man, he gave me a second chance." Daniel cried out, "I knew him in a hungry den of lions." The Holy Ghost hit King David. He just started to dance. Lazarus got so excited, he shouted, "Hey, I knew him too." Moses put down his stick and said, "Hey, who's the new kid?" Needless to say, the room got real quiet when Lazarus said, "But I knew him in a way that y'all never did." See, man, I walked with him and talked with him. I saw how his teachings awed the crowd. Those famous tears of compassion, I could actually see. Man, he used to come over to my house after church. My sisters would make him dinner every month. I even supported his ministry. See, man, I watched him confront the Pharisees. I was there when he fed the 5,000. I heard the people gasp when he healed the lame. See, man, I remember the littlest things, the things that most folks would forget, like the simple, loving way he just called my name. Up at the gravestone rolled away with a loud voice, Jesus started to say, "You see, fellas, it just seemed like yesterday. I could hear that man saying my name. As a matter of fact, it seemed like today I don't.
Lazarus.
Excuse me, brothers. I think I hear him calling now. What?
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Hey, Jesus.
Lazarus. Come forth. Come forth. I command you. Come forth.
Oh, Lazarus.
Hey, Lazarus. Oh, Lazarus. Come forth.
You are saying sickness be healed.
Mountains be moved. He said, Lazarus,
come forth.
Decree and declare in your family, come forth. Jeffrey, come forth. Daniel, come forth. James, come forth. Whomever, whatever their name, come forth. I command you to come forth in Jesus' name. Come alive in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. See you on Sunday. Also, tune in for Friday's Men's and Women's Fellowship. Have a great night.
Hallelujah.